Hello, Christine, Mr. C. This is Jonathan in Missoula, Montana, bringing you my four predictions for the 2012 F1 season. Number one, Senna will outscore Maldonado. Now, that might not be much of a prediction, but I'll go on to say Senna will outscore Maldonado by three times as many points. However, three times zero is still zero. Anyway, number two, we will see lots of great battles between Raikkonen and Schumacher for like ninth place. Number three, and this one's going on a limb here, Barrichello will be back driving in F1 by the end of the year. Mark my words, he will replace somebody, I'm not sure who yet. And my last prediction, the United States Grand Prix is going to be phenomenal. It'll be so great that Mr. C will quote Spinal Tap when rating the race and giving it 11, despite Ted Nugent butchering the American anthem. On the podium, we'll see Button, Weber, and Alonso. Although, maybe not in that order, but I hope so. So anyway, those are my predictions for the 2012 season. Thanks.
Hello there, Lukey here with my 2012 Mega Mix prediction thingy mix. Super mix. Well, I think that this season's going to be a lot closer than last year. I can't see the Red Bulls getting away as fast as, well, getting as far away as they were last year. I think it's going to be a lot closer, and they'll still be crashing with Lewis. He'll still crash into people.
Hello, this is Christine from Side Podcast and F1 Minute. The 2012 season is just around the corner and I'm definitely looking forward to it. Last year was a bit of a washout in terms of competition for the championship, but it's certainly turned a corner in terms of captivating races. We've seen driver rivalries hotting up, super midfield battles going to the wire, and those Pirelli tyres mixing things up. There's nothing to suggest 2012 won't provide the same entertainment, and maybe, just maybe, someone will be able to put some pressure on Vettel.
Hello, my name's Tata Bonnet. I think Red Bull will struggle without their exhaust blown diffuser, but I think Sebastian Vettel will win a couple of races and will become third. Matt Webber won't do as well, unfortunately.
Hi, it's TG from Hospital Radio. Last year was one hell of a year for Red Bull. They dominated 63% of the races and won their second year as Constructors' Champions. But now the mark's been set. Ferrari and McLaren know the level Red Bull can get to, and I don't see either team letting Red Bull get away with that much dominance again this year. They definitely will give up the game. Ferrari, McLaren and Red Bull are going to be scrapping this year. And like 2012, I really do think it's going to come down to the last race that determines the next Formula One world champion.
Hi, Side Podcast. Stephen Roy here. To start, I'm going to deal with the teammates where I think it's going to be one-sided. Vettel's going to beat Webber easily. Alonso equally is going to beat Massa easily. And I've got a feeling Team McGlock is going to do the same to Charles Pick.
Hi, Christina, Mr. C. It's Jordan here from Kamloops, British Columbia, Canada. The thing I'm most looking forward to this year is seeing if McLaren, Ferrari, and I'm going to throw Mercedes and Renault into that category, Lotus, for all of you who will get angry at me for saying Renault, into that category of can they compete with the RB8? In my opinion, I really believe that McLaren is going to be a lot closer. I believe Ferrari will be closer. And I think Renault or Lotus is closer than a lot of people think. Kimi Raikkonen's my favorite driver, so I'm so ecstatic to have him back into Formula One. And I'm just looking forward to seeing him race again. It's been a while, and I'm glad he's back.
Good world, Kimi. Be as good, perhaps. I think he's going to be fast. I can see Button being the man this year again over Hamilton. Vettel dominating Red Bull team. Sorry about that. Just come on. He had a good year, RJ. He was quite good, that Sebastian Vettel.
Hi, it's Pat, and I watch too much racing. Lotus. Time's recently been a bit too far back in the pack for a team running from Enstone. You don't expect Enstone to be that far back. No, certainly no less than sort of 8th or 9th in the races, at least for the lead driver. I expect that to change this year, and as they seem to have got themselves into order. If they are back in business racing Mercedes and wearing the front runners, I'll be very surprised indeed. Kimi is an interesting hire. When it was announced, he was considered sort of past it, or maybe not interested, more accurately. But there is an element that makes me wonder if he's lost his edge. unlike Schumacher, when he came back, Kimi has actively competed in other categories.
I'll be honest, in many ways, I was never really a Kimi fan. I thought he was boring. I thought he just didn't seem in Formula One. But what's put so much joy into me, seeing Raikkonen's return, is just seeing a smile on his face. I haven't seen him smile like that. He was first in Formula One. He was just joined McLaren. His career was just starting. And it seemed to be just from like 2003, 2004 onwards. It seemed to be McLaren. It just seemed to be just kind of like making him into this kind of this drone, this kind of like this really boring monotone drone that we were used to.
Kimi will be an improvement, but I don't think he'll be enough of an improvement. I always used to feel that he, in races with Ferrari, when he knew he had a sniff of a win, he'd be at it. I cannot see it this year. I think his head will go down and he'll do what he has to do and remain as good as he was last year. I don't think he'll fare any better this year on his comeback.
Then there are teammates where I expect one to win reasonably comfortably. Rosberg, I expect to be better than Schumacher. Raikkonen, I expect to be comfortably better than Grosjean. But we've got to deal with a team that's used to building understeering cars or cars for understeering drivers. I think Grosjean is a favourite of some of the team owners, so it may have an issue there.
Kimi Raikkonen and Roman Grosjean, well, interesting lineup. Teammate-wise, I'm expecting to actually be quite sedate between the two. They'll be polite and civil, but everything that's actually going to happen for them two behind closed doors will be very hush-hush. Raikkonen, however, will certainly give Michael Schumacher a run for his money. His return's going to be more flamboyant than that of Schumacher, and he'll even muscle in onto the podium from time to time.
I'm looking forward to a few driver battles, seeing what Kimi can do on his comeback, the fight between Paul d'Aresta and the Hulk, plus, of course, the return of Vitaly Petrov. KTM are on the road to points, so it's a race to see who, out of Petrov and Kovalainen, can get to the top 10 first. It's only fair if Heikki gets it, really.
No, Mitchell, KTM, in a sort of no man's land last year between the back of Marcus and the tail of the main field, the midfield. This year, I think they'll catch the midfield on merit. Last year, they were sort of mixing it a little bit, but not really. They claimed they were, but they weren't really. This year, they will. They'll be fighting with the Toro Rossos, possibly Sauber and Williams. That's got to be their goal. So anything less than that is a failure. They might even get there are a point score or two. I think this is the year they will get their first points. How often they do it, I don't know, but I'll say twice, just to pick a number.
For KTM, look out Williams, Sauber and Toro Rosso. There's a new kid coming into the midfield, and you're in the way. It's going to be lively with Lotus in the range, and I think we'll have a few races with Kovalainen and we'll steal the points from the teams. But will Williams return to former glory? Well, no. I think we'll see an improvement on the performance, but nothing as of yet that will catapult them back to the front of the grid.
Williams. Oh. Well, there is a substantial lack of Rubens next year, and that's just rude. But Williams really need a better year next year. And I've got so little faith in Pastor Maldonado.
Williams, new Renault engines, but no better. Still no good. Bruno Senna, he might shine a little. But Pastor Maldonado, no, he won't. I mean, he's a paid driver, and I always say they don't have any motivation. Where's the motivation? They haven't been brought into the team for the talent. They've been brought in for the money that their backers have spent. And why are these people who back them can't see that, I just don't know. I think it's just the national pride, maybe, that's got in the way.
Williams, tired of saying, or as a fan, I'm tired of saying they'll be better this year. They're always supposed to be better next year than like David Coulthard of teams. But I've been saying that since 2005, that you'll be better next year. First, it was Toyota's. They're supposed to have strong engines. Didn't work. Then it's back to Cosworth. They'll be good, but no. Now we're back to Renault, which is good. I'm more excited about Renault joining the team than I have been since BMW were at the height with them. I think it's a very exciting partnership. I think if Caterham's progress last year was as much to do with the engine as the car, switching from Cosworth to Renault, Williams could just pick up half a second or 7/10.
Hey, what's up, Side Podcast? It's Mike in New York, just calling with my thoughts on the 2012 season. I'm really looking forward to it this year, primarily because of the U.S. Grand Prix. I've only been a fan the last few years, so I'm really excited about being able to have a race here. I'm not too sure about the timing of the race. I actually think everything will be fine with the construction. It's more so the fact that it's being held in Texas in November, the middle of football season, and on a Sunday. But nonetheless, I'm glad we got the Grand Prix, and I'm really looking forward to it. I'm curious to see how the coverage plays out this year, though, with the change in broadcasting, BBC and Sky sharing some of the races. It'd be interesting to see how that unfolds. I hope it's for the better, but we'll see. I'm looking forward to the season overall in general, though. I'm looking forward to the U.S. Grand Prix, and hopefully we see a real competitive season and a lot of good races. Thanks, guys.
I think there's a clear-cut number one for most teams, I really believe. You know, Red Bull has, you know, Vettel. I think McLaren, you know, McLaren, it's funny. People are, you know, either or on Button and Hamilton. And in my opinion, I think Button starts off the year, and I don't mean number one, number two, but just as the driver who's probably going to be on the top for McLaren. But we'll have to wait and see. I think Fernando Alonso will be on top of Massa for sure. I really kind of hope Felipe kind of gets back on track, but we'll have to wait and see.
I want to see Lewis win. I want to see Lewis win a championship. I think for him, motivation. I think Jensen's kind of really content at the moment. He's won his world championship. He's having a bit of a clamp. He enjoys being there. He's in a team he feels he's really at home with. But I think Lewis is getting another championship. And I think really, if we see him dominate this season, we'll see the Lewis of old. And we'll see him really happy, really smiling again, fire determined, putting up some great racing from Lewis. He's a really solid season, and I reckon that built the car which can do it for him.
I think Hamilton sorted his head out after last year, and unless he's lost out in the development of the car and that goes towards Button, I think he will finish ahead. If they have the best car, I think it could be, you know, as much as 20 or 30 points ahead over a season, but it depends on the development direction of the car, and it depends on him staying focused the whole time.
I think Lewis Hamilton will be back on form. Rumour has it he's reunited with his girlfriend, and he had an extended break over the off-season, so he'll no doubt be feeling settled and refreshed. If he can avoid Massa, he can retake his place as number one at McLaren.
I don't know. Alonso is, again, the man, but Massa really does need to put his socks up this year. And I think he might do better than last year, but, I mean, against Alonso, that's like being a snail going up against a massive elephant.
Well, I really believe that, you know, I think this year it's not going to be Sebastian Vettel. I do believe that. I think this year the championship will either be won by a Ferrari driver or a McLaren driver.
Ferrari, I don't think they'll get any better again. They'll just be the same as they were this year. They did put some updates on the car, and they didn't seem to work very well, and those were for this year. So I can't see the car being any better than that. I think this will be Massa's last year as well.
For Felipe Massa, well, last year it was the dummy, and I think this year it might be the rattle. The performance isn't going to be coming from him this year, and I see it being his last year for Ferrari. I know the rumours were rife last year about Paul de Rossi taking a stop, but for me, at the end of this year, my prediction is that Mark Webber is actually going to be the one that gets the Ferrari call.
Ferrari, this is going to be crunch time for them. I think personally Alonso really has to get a good season under his belt. I think the two seasons that he's had with Ferrari so far, I know he's probably said in the media somewhere that obviously he's in with Ferrari for the long term, it's like a dream drive for him, all that kind of stuff that's in the media. If you're a double world champion, I think it's the point where you get a bit frustrated and you start to get a bit thinking, well, hold on, I've been with this team now for, this is my third season, so expected to be winning lots of races on end. Obviously the dominance of Michael Schumacher back in the day, and obviously their near the history with Tifosi and all the world championships and all the races that they've won. I mean, surely with a guy like Fernando Alonso, he should be having the same kind of effect that, you know, Michael Schumacher had, pulling the team around him. I think probably Schumacher, I don't know how he does it, but he seems to probably gel the team in a much better way than probably Alonso can at the moment. seems to be that the way that Alonso gelled the team around him at Renault, if he's trying to use that same way around Ferrari, it's probably not working.
Force India, two young drivers and a great driver lineup. I think Hülkenberg will be faster. How they'll go points-wise over the season, I'm not sure. I think I rate Hülkenberg really highly, so I think he'll probably have the edge in the rest of it. I don't think it's going to be by a significant margin, and equally I don't see Jules Bianchi following the trend of being a test driver who becomes a race driver unless one of these two gets a drive in a better team, because I don't see the team pushing either of them out.
It's an exciting year for Force India. I think they've won the best driver lineups on the grid. Hülkenberg's why he managed, how he sat out of here, I have no idea. He deserves to be in the car all the time. He's going to be a real surprise to some. He's going to get some decent results, very good. And Diresto as well, he's shown to be an attacking driver, and he seems to have been overlooked for a while as well, because he's still hacking his DTM. But I think this is an underrated lineup, even if they don't have a great deal of experience. And at the end of the day, they seem to be better drivers, apart from Van maybe. But if you add to that what seems to be an improving technical department, producing better cars each year, they seem to be doing better. They were really worried Mercedes last year using their own engines. So yes, they can really race Lotus and Mercedes hard.
I expect for a second year driver Paul de Resta and the Force India to make a big jump, and I expect Sauber, third year, I guess you could say third year pair, second year pair, second year and a half pair, Kamui Kobayashi and Sergio Perez making their, like I said, third or so year tandem. I expect Sauber to be up there.
Obviously, I think with Paul de Resta and Nico Hülkenberg, very strong combination. And Toro Rosso, you've got Daniel Ricciardo, Jean-Éric Vergne. All these guys are very young, talented drivers. I mean, Paul de Resta started with his DTM career, had a brilliant season last year. Nico Hülkenberg, GP2 champion, obviously got his pole position in Brazil in 2010. Very skilled driver as well. Some people had him to be the next Marcus Schumacher before Sebastian Vettel came along and started dominating.
Toro Rosso, not much to say about them. The car looks all right. The question is, what two rookies will get out of the cars when they don't have an experienced driver to help them? They do have a lot of simulator experience and test driving experience, but that's, they need race experience really. Personally, I think Vergne is the better of the two drivers. He has the edge. Toro Rosso's objective is to beat, well, they have their drivers beat the other young drivers at Williams and Sauber. It's quite a young lineup actually across the back, isn't it? Back of the field. That's interesting. People are always saying that, well, the old driver's hanging around, but it doesn't look like it to me.
Now, HRT, now I'll be surprised if they last the season. And I don't know if anyone else can remember the time. Arrows, I think it was in the 2000s, where the, I remember the specifically the French Grand Prix, I think it was, where they came out in qualifying, did one lap, came in. That was them for the weekend. And I can see them doing that.
They've not built this year's car, and actually, they technically have. It had its first crash test and failed. They've not even got any company premises, and they're still clinging on for their little F1 lives. Me, personally, shouldn't be there. End of. They've got them by sheer luck the last two seasons, and that looks dwindling. So for me, it's the end of HRT this season. With Marussia, given this year, I can see them being where Caterham are now. They're now teamed with McLaren in the development, and even with them running curves, without them running curves, I should say, I think they're going to make the leaps they're wanting to. So big improvements for the team on the grid.
HRT is very interesting. Kathy Kane, again, don't know why they bothered signing them, but obviously Pedro's not exactly the fastest guy in the world, but I still think he's going to be faster than the rain is.
The cars this year are pretty disturbing to look at, but it seems like most of the people within F1 don't care about that. Speed is their number one aim, of course, and they'll sacrifice anything for it. Perhaps it isn't such a bad thing to have to be relying on Five Live for our F1 coverage.
I think the step nose will be too much of an aerodynamic mess up. Even though the likes of Red Bull and Ferrari, and probably Mercedes as well, and Lotus, have tried to implement the step best they can, I think probably the best ones to do it, I think probably would at the moment, Lotus. They've got it spot on. I think they've managed to keep it looking like a 2011 F1 car, but they've actually is to make it comply to the rules. That's very clever. And I think that they're going to be, I hope, the McLaren just wipe war with Red Bull and Ferrari and that, purely because of the nose. And I think that hopefully once the McLaren starts dominating, the others start to catch on and they'll start to go to more conventional noses, just a nose ending at a similar height to the McLaren.
With Red Bull's exhaust loophole closed, there's the opportunity for a closer battle for the title. Let's hope. Having said that, a big part of me thinks Vettel will manage to make it 3 in a row, which is fine, as long as he lets it be an interesting fight along the way.
2012, it's going to be awesome, and I'm staying positive as I do every single year at the beginning of the season, because I'm very, very excited. And champion this year even, I'm going to go with Button. Why? It's not Vettel.
I think the championship order will end up like this. The front-running teams, McLaren, Red Bull, Ferrari. In the Drivers' Championship, I'm saying Vettel to win. I'd rather it was Button, but I think he'll lose out on points because Hamilton's taking points and Hamilton will finish third.
You can't really look past Red Bull's players, can you? I mean, Vettel obviously now won two World Championships. He looks pretty much odds-on at the moment so far for a third one. And really, the only ones that can really stop him are Weber, and of course Ferrari, and of course, as I said, McLaren.
I think McLaren will do a lot better with Sam Michael in the team, and I think it will be Lewis Hamilton's championship year with Jenson Button a very close second. Here's to a brilliant 2012.
So yeah, bring on 2012 and bring back Rubens, please, someone. It's HRT. You bring back Rubens. Okay then, thank you very much. Bye bye.
But yeah, we should be in for a decent season this year. I'm looking forward to it. Even with the coverage difficulties. By the way, if Barrichello does pair to IndyCar, he will do well. He won't win races. We might win one, but that'll be great fun to watch, especially him in the finale. That'll be hilarious. Yes. So. Let's all enjoy a great year.
I'm really excited this year, more than I think last year. I think 2010 season, I was really stoked. This year, but last year, I was, you know, I was really wondering to see if anyone could come up to Red Bull. But I'm really excited for this year. I really hope we see different winners and we see different strides to the top of the standings and races.
I think 2012 will be a season of change. I think it's going to be exciting and excellent, and I can't wait for it to start.